Good morning, Family First. Meet you, how may I help you?
Hi, my name's Karina Turpin. I'm new with you guys, and I have a client, which is my mother, Madeline Wimberly, and I'm having a issue about pay. I just started February 23rd, I believe.
Give me your name one more time.
And Karina Turpin.
And what was the client's name?
Madeline Wimberly.
Is that with an M-A or M-E?
M-A-D-E-L-I-N-E.
All right, just give me 1 second. Hold on. Okay. Hello?
Yes.
So I see you only got paid for 2 days. Were you for a timesheet for the other days?
No. They never asked me for no timesheet. And last week it was an issue about pay. And I reached out to the lady, and I've never gotten a call back. I've never, like, gotten a number to payroll or anything.
And that would be Valeria that you spoke with?
Yeah. She was in the area, but then last week I called her about pay. I called her on a Friday. She did not call me back. So this Friday, the same thing happened with the pay. It's not accurate, and I'm not getting a call back.
I know I said you're clocking in, but you're not clocking out.
Yeah, I am.
So is there an issue with the app where you're not able to clock out?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, because I see all ins but no outs. So let me see if I can get Valeria on the line, because she should have reached out regarding a timesheet for those days.
Yeah, no one reached out to me about anything.
Oh, okay. So hold on.
Yeah,
I'm going to try to get her on the line. Hold on.
Thank you.
Sure.
The other lady did say, and she said, yeah, I see you clocking in every day.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, so I got her on the line. I'm going to transfer you to her now, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for calling Family First. This is Valeria speaking.
Hi, Valeria. This is Karina Turpin. I'm calling I'm having some issues with the pay. I left a message with you last Friday, and I never got a call back. And again, it's happening this Friday. I am not being paid out for the days that I'm working, so I'm trying to get this fixed.
Yeah, did you clock in and clock out?
Yeah.
There's no clock out in the visit. And
yeah,
Friday, there's no clock in and clock out also. I sent you a text message on the 10th, that was, let me see, on Tuesday, asking you if you have any issue with the app, but you say just okay. I was waiting just to let me know if you have any issues so I can escalate it and let you know how I can help you. But there's no report from you or that you have any issue with the app. There's no clock out for Wednesday, Thursday, no clock in and out Friday, and no clock out on Saturday. There's no way to visit if there's no like clock in and out properly. Maybe you have any issue with the GPS or your signal or your phone giving you issues, but I need to you report it to me, like with the screenshots, or let me know immediately so we can follow up, because that's the only way that we have to prove to the insurance and Medicaid that services are being provided properly, you know?
Yeah,
so maybe you can let me know that you forgot, but that's not like a valid excuse for us, because that's part of your job to do the clock in and clock out. But if you have an additional issue that is not...
I know I've been having some phone issues, but I know I clock in, because all the clock ins, like you said, you see the clock ins and stuff, so... Yeah, I know I've been having phone issues with my phone. My phone has been acting crazy. So, I guess I'm thinking that's the problem. I don't know.
But it's like it's block, or you get stuck when you try to clock out. What happened? Can you give me details so I can escalate it and follow up?
Yes.
When you try to clock out?
Either I know, like, my phone jumps, and I know, like, the internet is not, like, connecting. So my phone has been all over the place. I think it got hacked or something, because nothing is registered on my phone. Sometimes even when I get messages, they don't even come in until days later. It's like a delay on my phone. Like, I can... send out a text message, but sometimes I won't even receive a text message till like the next day, and they'll be like, I text you, and I'm like, what?
Got it. Yeah, and all this week, it's the same problem.
Yeah.
Only clocking and clocking and clocking. And
yeah, that's
you're
my phone.
Supposed to finish at 3.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I will advice to my manager, because this you have to be compliant with the EBV, that is electronic visit verification, the clock in and clock out. And
what?
Let me see, you sent timesheets for last week? Just
no, no one sent me anything for timesheets. That's how I didn't even know.
Yeah. Okay. Every time that you have issues with the app or whatever, you have to submit timesheets, okay? You can use always the same links. You started on February the 23rd, that's 1 week. Last week was your second week. Okay, I'm going to resend to you, like, the timesheet links. Keep in mind that timesheets should be sent by Monday noon. So I will add the dates, the exactly dates that you have to put in the timesheet, and we will have to confirm with the client, with Madeline, and with my manager, just to let them know that you're having this issues with your cell phone, and maybe they will contact you, or we need to get a resolution as soon as possible in order you can clock in and out properly, because, you know, if you clock in and out each day on time, that means that you're going to receive your payment, your full payment, with any delays.
Right.
Because we've received several timesheets per day, so we cannot, like, guarantee give you the warranty that you will be paid for those days with timesheets. That's another reason why it's very, very important to clock in and out, because the hours go directly to the system and you will be paid full, you know.
Okay.
So, okay, let me send you now the timesheet links. This is, can I do it by text message?
Yes, now I have a question. Once I do the timesheets, how long will it take for me to get paid? Is it like the following week or?
Today is Friday. Yes, probably will be the following week. For last week,
I need to know what day. Like, is it going to be on a Monday? Is it
on Friday? Friday the 20th.
So they can't fix it and like do it before then?
No, I think they cannot. That's depend on the finance department, but they usually close payroll on Wednesday and the pays are sent on Fridays.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the way that they work. Good morning, Karina. Okay. I'm sending you the
'cause I know most companies have a thing where like if there's a complication with pay and say a caregiver didn't get paid out that Friday, they'll either try to push it through for that Monday because people have to get back and forth to work.
Right, yeah. I will let them know to my manager, but as I said, probably would be on Friday, yeah.
Okay. I need all the dates from the time that I started. From the time that I started up until now, that was not paid out.
The time.
And I believe I started was February 23rd, I believe.
You was paid for those days already.
No, I even left you a message on Friday, and that's what I was saying. Nobody returned the message. I even said when I got paid on that Friday, the check seemed like it was off, like something wasn't paid out. It was only like four or something. That's what I'm saying. It's no financial department or something.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Okay, let's try something. Around... I will call you, I have a meeting today. I will call you around 2:50 and we will clock out together, okay?
Okay. How do I get the dates that I was not paid out for? Do y'all have a payroll department where y'all can see what dates were paid out?
Well, the pay will be on Friday. I can escalate it with my manager, but the pay will be on Friday because you need
to I understand that. But what I'm saying is even when I got the first paycheck, which was last Friday, the pay seemed off, like either y'all not paying me the time and a half for the other 9 hours that she has. That's what I'm saying. I need someone who can go in there and see what days was paid out, because like I said, when I left you the message, the text seemed off. The math wasn't matching.
Okay, let me check your pay stubs 1 second. Are you talking about the overtime?
Yeah, the overtime. I don't think, like, when I got the check, it was like four or something. And I worked other jobs, and my check was like five something. I think like $100 was missing or something.
Okay, but I see that the overtime was paid in the first check. Do you have access to your pay stubs?
No. That's what I'm saying. I need to know what days was I paid out, because, like I said, it's not adding up.
Okay, yeah. You mean, I'm sending you now the pay stub and the instructions how to do it, okay, so you can review. If you have any question, let me know.
Okay.
I'm sending you the information by email, okay, so please check your email in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Okay, Karina. Anything else I can help?
So you said they're about to send me over all the timesheet for all the dates.
Correct. By text message, right. And by email will be like your credentials for you to access to your pay stubs, and I will attach like the pay stubs for the first check, so you can check how many hours you receive, how many overtime, and all the details.
Okay,
you can reply the message, the email, or call me, okay?
Okay, thank you. Okay.
You're welcome, miss. You have a good one.
You too.
Bye now.